We are starting now a new Masechta Shavuos, which some people learn between Pesach and Shavuos because it's 49 days, 49 blot, and the Masechta is called Shavuos. It has nothing to do with Shavuos. It's all about vows. The Mishnah starts over the introduction that we have two principal Isurim which have tangents, which now expand to four. And we're going to bring a number of cases which have the same idea. Like the malachas of Shabbos, you have in the malach of carrying on Shabbos, you have two principal malachas of Hitzor, the Oni Hitzor, Balabayis, and then we'll soon see. And it expands to four by bringing it back in. And then the same thing by Tumah and by Shavua. And very odd, but Masech Teshavua is the first two parakim is really all about Tumah, nothing to do with Shavuos. So this, the first two parakim are basically an introduction to Masech Teshavua. Says the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Shavuos, but this is mainly Shavuos. Shavuos, Tayim, Shein Arba. The Taita says that if a person swears La Hora Oyle Heitiv, you're swearing in future tense that either you're going to deny yourself something or you're going to do something. And Shein Arba, which is that two, I did something or I did not do something. I swear I did eat, I swear I didn't eat. So that's the extra two. Yediyas HaTumah, regarding Tumah, Shtayim, the din by Tumah is you have to bring a carbon, Oyle V'yoded. Oyle V'yoded is a carbon that depends on how commensurate to your wealth, that's what kind of carbon you bring, either a sheep or birds, or you bring flour. And so the Chayit is talking about that you did not know you were Tumah, you knew you were Tumah, then you forgot that you were Tumah, and you ate either a carbon or you walked in the base of Migdash. And then you found out afterwards your tummy. So these are the two principal ones. Either you knew you were tummy, and then you forgot you were tummy, and you walked in the base of Mikdash, or you ate carbon. And the two extra ones are, you knew you were tummy all along, but you forgot that this was a carbon, or you forgot that this was the base of Mikdash. A bit hard to understand how you forgot that this was the base of Mikdash, but you did. Yitzias HaShabbos, Tayin Shein Arba, two, the Balabas is standing inside the house and he passes something out, or the poor man is standing outside and takes something from inside the house out. These are the two principal ones. Shein Arba, where the Balabai is standing inside the house and he brings something in, or the Oni is standing outside and puts something in the house. Taisa really asks, why do you need Haitzah, the Oni, Haitzah, the Balabais? So he says they're both a chiddush, because we would have thought Haitzah means you're walking outside with the object in your hand. Here, you're stationary, the object itself is moving.
Yeah.
And the Bein Tam explains that the melacha gruhi, that carrying it, the whole idea of carrying the melacha gruhi, you're not creating anything new. So therefore, every detail has to be learned. We bring psukim. Other melacha, we don't have psukim. And here we bring a yavir kava machne, or a yetzish mekaima, we bring psukim. Then we have a maris negoim. It comes to the shades of colors of leprosy you have in the tetis, asa behedesh, and arba, that become another. We expand to another two. We'll see later, you know, the white of an egg or the white of a plaster. As she yesh bo yediyah betchila v'yediyah besayif. Okay, room for everybody here. As she yesh bo yediyah betchila v'yediyah besayif. If you were aware that you were tummy in the beginning, and you're aware you were tummy at the end, later on you remembered you were tummy the hell of a time in the between, you forgot. This is the classical case of a Kodotayit is talking about, and you bring a carbon oil of a yed, depending how rich you are. Yeshbar, now here comes a big machlekes. This is the longest Mishnah in Shas, or equal to the first Mishnah of Sanhedrin, maybe in words. Yeshbar yediyah betchila, ve'ein bar yediyah b'seif. What about if you knew that you were Tameh, you forgot, and you never found out otherwise? So how, and then you ate a carbon, or you went to base Mikdash. How in the world are you going to do tshuva? You knew you were Tameh, and then you forgot. And then you walk in the base of Migdash, you ate a carbon. But you never found out after, you never realized afterwards that you were tummy. So how do you mechapi yourself? But if you're 10 years from now, you remember, you can bring a carbon then. But until then, how are you going to protect yourself? You didn't have Veda. So, Seir Hanase Befnim, Anyam Kippi, you bring a number of kabanas. You bring a goat inside the base of Migdash, inside the Kippi, and that is mechapi. Then you bring a Seir outside, which is the carbon musav, and that's mechapi. Then you bring the Seir Mishtaleach. And then so on. So he said like this, the Seir HaNase Bifnim, that Seir that you bring inside the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippurim Toile, it only suspends it, it protects you, but it's not really a kapara, because if you, in 10 years from now you remember suddenly you were Tameh, you got to bring carbon then. Okay, so this is the Seir HaNase Bifnim is the one that you sprinkle the blood on the inside. And remember you had two chatois that you have to make a goydel. The other one goes into the Mishtaleach and Azazel. And the other one is Musaf. Achi, Vodle, till he knows. And then he brings this. So this is only Toilah. cannot completely mechaper it. What about ein bo yedei b'tchila? You didn't never know you were tamei, and you ate the korban, or you went to base minishan. Afterwards, you found out you were tamei. So this is not the classical case of the Torah. What about a kapara? The fact is, you were tamei when you ate. Aval yesh bo yedei b'soiv. That's the seir hanase b'chutz. That is the seir that goes on the outside. That is the korban musaf of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippurim together with the fact that Yom Kippur mechaper. It atones for that. And we had an ash. If you're ready to go, mechaper means it cleans you out. Remember, it says milvad chatas hakipurim. It says besides in addition the chatas hakipurim. So you've got to bring this carbon. So it sounds like this carbon also is like a chata that's forgiving you. Forgiving you for what? You had no yediyah in the beginning, but you had a yediyah at the end. You had no yediyah in the beginning, but you had a yediyah at the end. No, but I tell you, the only time you bring a carbon is if you had a yediyah, forgot, and you had a yediyah. Here you had no yediyah in the beginning, but you had a yediyah later on. So you can't bring a carbon for it, but the carbon of Yom Kippur, of Musaf, that forgives that. What about, it says Mavad Chatzikipurim, this is an additional carbon to the first one you brought. The Musaf is an addition to the first one. So it sounds like the Musaf does the same thing as the first one. The first one is Mechaper and Tumen, so is the Musaf Mechaper and Tumen. Amar Shezeh Mechaper, Zeh Mechaper. Ma Hapni Mi'ein Mechaper, Zeh Mechaper. El Adov Sheyesh Bo Yediyah. The first one is Mechaper, you have a type of Yediyah. Okay, one in the beginning and one, and you had a beginning, what are you talking about? You had a beginning, but not at the end. So, and the outside one is also yediyah, but the other way around. Where you had no yediyah in the beginning, but a yediyah in the end. What about if you had no yediyah? You never knew you were tamei. How do you have a kapara on that? Your kippah doesn't do that. Neither one. So how is it? What's the kapara? So it's not included in the first seir of Nasa B'Fanim, nor is it in the Karb Musaf Yom Kippur. That's what seir of Golem. The musaf of Yom Tov, when you bring a musaf on Yom Tov, that is to be mechaper, and the v'se'idah Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. You the whole that side the musaf of Yom Tov, side the musaf of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper, and that way you never knew you were tummy. That was for. No, because this is all the ones. This is all the ones in between one Yom Tov to the next. Every time. Each Yom Tov mechaper everything events that happen between one Yom Tov and the next.
The fact that it's not designated,
yeah, because very common people came to me all the time. Yeah.
So is that what you think? Shgoga?
This is more than less than a shgoga. You're shaking, you bring a carbon. This is not a shgoga because you never knew. It's like a tinnik shenishba, like you never knew. It's like an oinus almost. It's like an oinus. It is an oinus. You never knew. But still, the fact that you matame, you ate, you walked in the base of Mikdash, you ate a carbon. That's one opinion. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon disagrees. That's Shimon Shnishba. We had that in the Shabbos. The whole painting. We had machlekes. If Ayim and Mutter is considered Ayinus or not. But this is to do with Tumah. We can't make parallels. All based on the Torah. Rabbi Shimon says there's no carbon set aside for this. Shimon says, no, you say that the Korban Musaf of Yom Tov and the Korban Musaf of Shchei do exactly the same thing, and they keep on forgiving you. For a guy who was Tamei, did not know, he did not know was Tamei in the beginning, no Yedei Bechila, Le Besayiv, I say, no. Shirame, Se'ideh had a Golem, that's what they're Mechaper. I agree with you, the Yom Tov Musaf is Mechaper if you had no Yedei in the beginning, no Yedei then. Avaloi Se'ideh Rosh Chodoshim. That's not what the purpose of the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is. And Valma Se'ideh Rosh Chodoshim Mechaper. So what's the purpose of the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Al Hatoid. Till now we're talking about a person who became tummy, whether he knew he didn't know, and so on and so forth. What about you were a toydig person and you ate something kodesh that was tummy? you also need a kapara. The Gemara will bring circuit for everything here. You also need a kapara. So that's where the kodesh comes from. The Meir says, now we're going to repeat a little bit. Amei says, Kol hasi'idin kaparoson shove. Amei says that all the musafin, whether it's the Yom Kippur musaf, whether it's the Yom Tov musaf, whether it's the Chodesh musaf, they're all doing the same thing. They're all being mechaper. If there was no yediyah betchila, okay, they're mechaper both things. Amei says, if there was no yediyah betchila and there was a yediyah besaif, right? That's the musaf of Yom Kippur. And also, if there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, nor was Yediyah B'Soiv, that's the Musar Yom Kippur, Musar Yom Tov, Musar Shechita, all do the same thing. The only exception is that the Karban Chatas Pnim, that it forgives if you had a Yediyah, if you had no Yediyah in the beginning, but you had Yediyah B'Soiv. If you had no Yediyah in the beginning, and... If you had a Yediyah in the beginning, and you had no Yediyah B'Soiv, right, you had Yediyah in the beginning, you forgot. That's the Seir Nasa B'Fnim. So the mayor agrees that the Seir Nasa B'Fnim has a specific job, is when you knew you were Tameh, you forgot, and you never found out afterwards that you were Tameh. That's what the Seir B'Fnim. A person who did not know he was Tameh, found out later, or a person never knew, you make a distinction that this is only Yom Kippur, and the other one is only Yom Tevim, or Kulat Chedesh, or not a Kulat Chedesh. I disagree. I hold all of myself and do exactly the same thing. Sorry? Yeah, exactly the same thing. But he says that there's no idea at all from anything, or there was no idea. There was no idea in the beginning. They all do the same thing. There's three opinions here, right? We have three opinions. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree in the same thing, that the carbon Musav Yom Kippur does, the carbon the Seichat does one thing, and that is if there's no Yediyah in the beginning. That the carbon Musav from Yom Kippur does one thing if there's no Yediyah. If there was a Yediyah in the beginning, only the Seir Nasa B'Fnim does it, and that everyone agrees. All three opinions agree that the Seir Nasa B'Fnim does that if there was a Yediyah in the beginning, be nothing afterwards. There's two other possibilities. That there was no Yediyah in the beginning, or there was no Yediyah at all. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if there was no Yediyah at all, that is what Tzai Yom Tevim and Tzai Yom Shechedesh does. Both of them. They both do the same thing. You do, because there's times happening all the time. This is between every Yom Tov, between Rosh Chodesh, you get Tummy again, Tummy again. So Rosh Chodesh Nissan until Yom Tov, you got Tummy again, comes Pesach, the Pesach will be Mechapi. Between Pesach and Rosh Chodesh Yir, Rosh Chodesh Yir will be Mechapi. That's what Abiyuda says.
Rosh Chodesh alone could be Mechapi.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. For the case, there was no Yediyah before or Yediyah after. And according to Abiyuda, no. According to Rav Shimon, no. Only Yom Tov does that. Rosh Chodesh is for a Toyer Yishas with Tummy. Kongolame says, no, I hold that Yom Kippur, Muslim Yom Kippur, all Musafim are exactly the same. That's what he's saying here. All Musafim are Mechaper, whether there was no Yediyah at all, beginning to end, or there was no Yediyah in the beginning, even though Yediyah at the end, all Musafim do exactly the same thing. That's what we're talking about. Everything is good. That's only Reb Shimon and Anyar Shchedish. Everyone else doesn't, there's nothing else. Everyone holds there's no carbon for that. What do you need for him for? Some title say that. Okay. Now we repeat again. Shimon says we're going to repeat the part again because we want to lead into the discussion. Seidei Rasha Chadashim is only mechapit al hatoy. You a toy she'ochel as hatami. But Shiragolim, I'll agree with you that the Yom Tovim Musaf is mechapit al she'ein ba yediyah loy betchil v'loy besayif. The Shayyam Kippurim and the Musavim Kippur is mechapit al she'ein ba yediyah betchila. The Musavim Kippur is mechapit with no yediyah betchila. According to Rabbi Shimon, every Muslim is doing something else. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh are doing the same thing, right? But there's no Yediyah in the beginning, and or Yediyah at the end, and only Yom Kippur does that. And according to Rabbi Shimon, he separates Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh.
The Yom Tov is mechaper of things that you never knew about.
Yeah, and Rosh Chodesh is for Toyer She'ochel Tam. And Yom Kippur Muslim is something else. Let me ask you a question. Sheyikrivu ze bezed. Said to Rameya, Omlo, he said to him, to Rab Shimon. Because Rab Shimon holds that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is different. Said to Rab Shimon, Ma'u sheyikrivu ze bezed. What happens if the carbon that you had, Rosh Chodesh, disappeared and you found the animal on Yom Tov? Can you use that animal for Karbon Musaf? Because it was set aside for Musaf Rosh Chodesh and now it's Musaf. Can you use it for Musaf? Omlo, yeah, why not? It's a Musaf. You told us that the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh does not do the same thing as the carbon musaf of Yom Tov. The carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh does a toy shachal tamei, and the carbon musaf of Yom Tov does there's no yediyah betchila, lo yediyah besayif. So how can you move the musaf around? It doesn't matter. Kulan boyin lechapit. In principle, they're all coming to do the same thing. They're coming to be mechapit al tumas migdash v'kedusha. They're all doing the same thing. That's what we're talking about.
So you use this cobra?
Can you use a stead? Get another animal. Use this animal. What chavil? What chavil? You brought another carbon. You brought another. You lost it, so you brought another carbon. Now you found the animal roaming about. So what do you do?
With the extra.
Yeah, can you use it? You can only use it as exactly the same thing. So he says to me, it's good enough. Because they're all coming, even though the details are different in Algemein, it's the same thing. They're coming to deal with Tumah of Kachim and Orbe Samigish. Sorry? That's not the only thing they do, that does. And we're just doubting for the Kachim. It's a Karban Tzibur. But why is it a Karban Tzibur? It's a Mechaper.
Is this question dafke bin ageta animal which is for a carbon for tumen tara? Because normally we say when you lost the carbon and found it afterwards, is yidach you stay?
It's only the guy raising his chaper. You're talking about the gemara zvachim. We'll have about a chatas. Should his chaper bailo gets lost?
You're a devil. You brought another carbon.
Oh, exactly. And you don't have an aveda to do it for. We're not talking. This is a carbon tibur. There you're talking about a private carbon. I'm doing for an aveda. I already did my kapora.
I achieved the kapora.
Yeah, so what do I do now? That's exactly right. Or if he didn't do the kapara, now you have two chatas. He says another one. Which one do you bring? And that's the whole that we'll have. And Asham, well, that's the whole discussion that we'll have. I see you getting all excited about lyrical honesty.
No, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. I forgot that this is actually talking about kapara tzibur.
Yeah, this is kapara tzibur. It's from Musaf. Yeah, I said Yimar. Okay. So the discussion we just said is between a mayor and Rab Shimon. A mayor holds that all carbon musafim achieve exactly the same thing. They're all mechaper, but there's no yidi in the beginning, no yidi at the end, or there's no yidi at the beginning and a yidi at the end. So therefore, Rab Meir has no problem swapping the animal from one yom tov to another, or Gerush Chedesh, or to Yom Kippur, all doing the same thing. It's Rab Shimon who makes the distinction. Yom Kippur does one thing, yom tov does a second thing, and Gerush Chedesh does a third thing. So that's okay. By the Gemara. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda. Now we have a fourth opinion. So we have Rab Yehuda, Rab Meir, and Rab Shimon. Comes Rab Shimon Yehuda in the name of Rab Shimon Yochai, and he says, even Rab Shimon Yochai says that are three different things. Because Rab Yehuda said that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov do the same thing. Rab Shimon Yochai said each one is different. Not that they're different. Each one adds another layer. That means as follows. In the name of Shemir Chai, they're the lowest level. They're limited, very limited to what they can be mechaper. You know the mechaper? Mechaperin al ha-toyer she'ochal ha-zatame. Okay, that's what the Shechidah says. All is mechaper is something the Torah doesn't even say, you need kapara, and that is a toyer, like a person who ate something tummy. Fine. Moisif alein she'regolim. Not that the regolim is something different. The regolim includes what the Shechidah does. It's a step higher. And plus, what's the plus? That not only shemechapin al toyish ochas atame, not only does what Yosh Chedish does, but also b'ashe ein b'yidia leibet chilah b'leibet seif. It also does. It also is mechapin on people who were tame, but they had no idea that they were tame. Okay, then comes Yom Kippur moisif alein shekipur. Yom Kippur adds another layer. Not only is it mechapin al toyish, not only mechapin there was no yidia b'tchilah b'seif, but it's also mechapin that there was no yidia in the beginning and the yidia at the end. If a Torah person ate tamei, it does both of those. It does whatever Shechel does, whatever Yom Kippur does, whatever Yom Tov does, and furthermore, it had no yedi in the beginning, but it has yedi at the end. Okay, so it's one on top of the other. Omruloi, so they said to him as well, Mao Shayikva Zebaze. So what about can we let's say the Shchedish carbon got lost? Can we use that on Yom Tov? Because according to you, the Shchedish carbon cannot do what Yom Tov does. Yom Tov also adds another layer, which is there's no yidia b'tchila, no yidia. And the Shchedish is only limited to toir she'ochal kodesh. Same questions before. Omlehen, yes. Omruloi, they said to him, Ken yir she'yom kippurim kreivim b'rish chedashim. Okay, it makes sense that Yom Kippur carbon got lost. You can bring it as chaydish because chaydish is metayed. Okay, so does Yom Kippur. I will hear says chadashim kreim Yom Kippurim. But on Yom Kippur day itself, we need to be able to mechaper three different things: a toyish achol tamei lo yidia betchila lo besayif and lo yidia betchila but yetschila besayif. But this animal that you took from Rosh Chodesh can only has the power to do the toyish achol tamei. How can you bring it up on Yom Kippur? Because you're making distinctions. I may hold that they're all the same. All Musafim are the same. But you're making distinctions. How can you do that? Same question we had before on the first version of Shem Yechai. On Belem, and you get the same answer. Kulam boyin lechaper al tumas midi. They're all coming to be mechaper on the same idea and principle. It doesn't matter the details. Each carbon will work, each yom tov will work out whatever the details are. It doesn't matter. Okay, that's the first half of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, the first part of the Mishnah. What about the Al-Zodah? Until now we're talking about a Shegid. What about Al-Zodah? The Mazid. You went, you were Tameh, and you walked into the Beis HaMikdash. The Mazid, you went in and you ate the carbon. What happens then? Se'il Hanase Bifnim and Yom Kippur Mechapur. And there's no carbon, you cannot bring a carbon for Mazid. You want to do Tshuva. How do you do Tshuva? So that same Se'ir that we said before, Anasa B'Fnim, that takes care of somebody that had a Yediyah B'Tchila B'Shayit and no Yediyah B'Saif, also takes care of a Mezid, together with the fact that it's Yom Kippur, is Mechaper. Regarding Shayit, we said before, it's only Toila. If you have a Yediyah in the beginning and you had no Yediyah at the end, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper with the Se'ir, it's only Toila. It keeps you protected until eventually you remember you did something wrong, you bring a karma, then that's when you have your full kapara. But by Mazid, there is no other form of kapara. So then this Seir, together with Yom Kippur, is a full kapara.
And if the person achieves a suspension by Yom Kippur,
no,
he never has a Yediyah.
And then that's
his
it.
Whole life.
So, he's protected.
Remains in suspension?
Yeah, he's protected. We actually have a whole sugi, if you remember, against Wachim. No, these are really the tangents. The Taita says you have to have a Yediyah in the beginning, a Yediyah at the end. These are the corollaries. You're missing one Yediyah and one. We had all discussion if you...
Yeah, but in terms of one you do in Yom Kippur and you don't do it in the other day, the other one you do it...
Not as far as I know, it's just Pesukim. We had a whole discussion, if you have a Suffolk 8 fats, you don't know if it's Kosher fats or Trefa fats. Yeah. You bring a carbon called an Ashram Toli. And what happens to happen before Yom Kippur? And then you had a Yom Kippur. You still need to bring an Ashram Toli after Yom Kippur or not. You can bring Yom Kippur Mechaper on that. Or any Chattas. You didn't know you had a Yom Kippur. You still have to bring a Karba Chattis or Ashram Vadai.
You had all these things. You bring Ashram Toli every single day in case there's something that I don't have a Yediyah about.
We got the Tanu who set aside a carbon, yeah.
These things are in the Kotchim, whereas the one about the Chedav thing is eating Chulim.
Yeah, but you have to bring a carbon. You're talking about the carbon part of it.
Yeah, so you bring carbon as a Yochid.
Yeah, but Yom Kippur is Mechaper and everything, as we'll see in a minute. Right, with two lines. Al Shad Aveda Shebetayda, all other Avedas in the Tayda. Hakala is vachamuris, doesn't matter what level they are. Hazdoina is vahashgogas. Hoida v'loy hoida, whether you're aware, whether you weren't aware. Asei v'loisa asei, positive or negative. Krisos or Mrs. Bezen, even these harsh ones like that deserve chorus, or the harsh ones that deserve Mrs. Bezen. Si'ir hamishtalech v'chaper. Till now we were talking about tumah, that's where all the musafim come in, including the si'ir hanasa b'fnim. What's the role of the azazel? The role of the azazel is everything else. Everything else,
whether you're aware or not,
and yeah, all your mazes, every aveda basically is taken care of by the seir azazel together with Yom Kippur. Echad, according to this Tana, as I give my machlekes, echad Yisraelim, whether you're Yisrael, the echad koyin, whether you're a koyin, the echad koyin mashuchim, whether you're anointed koyin, and then he says, ma bein Yisrael the koyinim. Look, what's the difference? And the Gemara will answer. He just started off saying exactly the same, and then you think, what's the difference? On Yom Kippur, is there any difference? Because remember, the Adam brings another carbon, a par, which is for him, and it's mechaper on his beis and all that. What does Adam's carbon have to do with the rest of the kainim? What is he going to be mechaper them for? If they're all equal to the Yisraelim, and everything, we basically covered every single Aveda possible. Between Tumah, we did the other Kabbanis, and every Aveda, Mezid, Shegig, every Aveda possible.
So what's the Kabbanah to say, Echad Kainim, Echad Yisraelim?
No, there's definitely
everyone's equal. Then
they are equal, and yet there is a difference, because there's a part of Adam. What's the part of Adam coming to do? So he says here, Elisha Par, the part of Adam, what's that coming to do? Mechaper ala koinim, that's mechaper the koinim. Al tumas migdash kedoshev. So we have the Seir Nasir Befnim, when it could kumas migdash kedoshev, or the Kar Musav. They have the part that Adam brought for the tumah. That's the difference.
Is it because koinim are more shriach in the mikdash, it's more shriach?
The reason, you can give a reason, but it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that Alan's bringing his own part, and he's mechibbe ba'adoi va'ad beiser. What's it mechapar beiser? For what? We just did everything, covered everything here. So we're saying koinim have a separate kapara on that which we use, the seer, nasa, b'fnim, and the kar musif, that's what they have, the Alan's part. Yeah.
What's
that's where the Gedush comes in. Let's just do the Rashi. Shapar mechapel koinim by 6 lines above the narrow lines, above the wide lines. Shapar mechapel koinim. Kol shesiir apnimi mechapel yisrael. Everything you see apnimi in yisrael, which is basically, we said tumas meaning kedusha, whether it was a yidia b'tchilah v'lo yidia b'sayif, and also we just said before a zodon of tumah. Right, those two things. There was a yidia b'tchilah b'sayif, and if you did it b'mezid by tumah, don't do with tumah. The hainu kliyas yisurin. Kliyas yisurin. All that's by yidia suspends the punishment. The yesh by yediyah b'tchil v'loy b'soif. That's one case. And v'zodin tumas migdashav. V'chein likewise kapara seir achitzen. So to the kapara of the seir achitzen, the kar musav we said before, the kar musav comes in mechapa where there was a yedi, no yedi in the beginning, but there was a yedi at the end. Parei shel koyin, the part of Aaron HaKoyin, HaKadosh, and he put him befnim, which he brought inside, k'mashe furish ba'achrim ois mechapa al koyin. So that. To do with Tumas Migdash, which the Seir HaNaseh B'Fnim and the Kar Musav achieves for Bnei Yisrael, for Yisrael, that's what achieves for Kohenim, to the Albi Gemara. That's it. But everything else, they're no different than Yisraelim. All the other things come from the Noz Azazel, the Seir HaZazel does exactly the same thing as Yisrael and Kohenim. Where the difference is by Tumah. The Swara Kabir Lagimi said because they have a different, they're too much more frequent. Sorry?
It's a deliberate violation of
Tumah. Yeah, and it's still Mechaper. You do Tshuva now.
How can Averis Yochid be
Mechaper? That's right.
It's not his own.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He walked in the base of Midrash when he was made. The communal offering is Mechaper for everybody. Let's continue. Yeah, what's it was? Yom Kippur. It's a machleik. It's Rabbi Chacham. He had a yuma. Whether you have to do anything, or the day itself is mechaper, or you have to do Yom Kippur with tshuva.
That's so what's the word. If you did something deliberately in Yom Kippur,
tumah tumah.
Yeah, I'm saying tumah deliberately.
But shema shleich mechaper is mechaper. All other avodas deliberately, but you have to do tshuva with it according to Rabbi Chacham.
So what's a tshuva?
Tshuva
is
tshuva. Like your tshuva, means achet and everything else. Yeah, exactly. No, kavon is only on shaygim and the 36 avodas. Says the Mishnah. Let's finish the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, "Kishem shedama soir nasa b'fnim is mechapra Yisrael." It was just like the dam that the dam b'fnim mechapra Yisrael. Kach dam hapar mechapra al koinim. The dam hapar is mechapra al koinim. We'll see in a minute actually what exactly he's arguing then. Kishem shel viduv shel seir hamishtalei mechapra Yisrael. The same as mechapra Eden. Kach viduv shel hapar mechapra al koinim. Sounds like they don't have the same shalei. For them, the par does everything. Let's do it actually. Rabbi Shimon Omer. He's arguing. You said echad koinim ve'echad yisraelim shalim b'kaporah sharver. You said when it comes to the mishalech, they're exactly the same. The only difference was by tumah. I agree with you that they're different by tumah. That the koinim don't rely on the seir nas b'fnim or the musaf; they rely on the par. But I disagree with you regarding all other vedas, and that is the ein chalukim b'kaporosan. Ella, you said the only difference is between tumas midas kedusha. Come, Rabbi Shimon, kishem shata moide bedama seira pnimi. Just like you moide when it comes to tumah, there's a difference between koinim and Yisraeli in which carbon is mechapa them. Shemechapa Yisrael kaparose beloy shum vidui. That the dam hasira pnimi mechapa niidin the kapor without any vidui. They don't say vidui. The coin doesn't avoid it. Ella kaporas hazoyas adam. Only by sprinkling the blood. She'ein vidui b'seira pnimi. The Kohen God does not say any vidui when he sprinkles the blood. Ela b'mishtalech. When do you say vidui? Only by the seira mishtalech that we'll see. Oh, it's a little more humor. They used to say vidui and everything else. Kach. I believe there's another difference. And that is regarding all other ladies. Dam hapar mechape b'loishum vidui ala koinim. Yisrael needs vidui, so they have the seira mishtalech. The koinim don't need vidui, so they rely on the part of Adam to forgive them and everything. Al tumas midrashav ayat leviduya shapar mok viduya shasiyam shalech lechaper al koinim b'shar avedus. So the same thing. Yes, I hold. I agree with you. Sorry, I agree with you that you don't need vidui for the midrash kedoshav just like the Eden, but it's not the dam hasoyi b'fnim; it's a dam apar that atones for the koinim. And also, the vidui, the leftover. So what do you use the vidui of the par? There was a vidui answered by the par. That video was not said for tumah because we don't need a video for tumah. So that video was b'makom vidui shem shalech. That same shalech was a video for Klal Yisrael. Adam's video on his par was for all the koinim for the same thing. Lechaper al koinim b'shar avedus, mezid, shagig, everything. The ein lehem kapar b'shem shalech. The koinim have nothing to do with the seira mishtalech. And we're going to bring it later. Yeah, quickly, a few lines. Mechdi, Tonem, and Makis Soli. We just finished learning that the Makis, Maishno, the Tonish Shavuos. How do Shavuos come in here? the cheder shuva might belong in a dorm or something. Says the Gemara, Mishum the Tani, the last Mishnah we learned, the chayiv al roish shtayim, the last few Mishnahs. We learned that you chayiv if you shave your head. Two avedas, achas mikav achas mikav, you have two payas on both sides. Balazokain shtayim, if you ever want to know the machlek is tasis and the Rambam. About if you're allowed to cut your page with a scissor, the Rambam holds you allowed to, and we hold you not allowed to, this tastes right here. Interesting sound of Makkos, where the Mishnah is, it's right here. I don't know why Tezer brings it here, but it brings it right here. That it's with a scissor as well, it's also to cut your page. Anyway, it says, so you did one pula, and you got two punishments. You have achashi shtayim. The beard is one pulley shaving a beard, and yet you did five, one is five. So because we're taking numbers, one is two, one is five, so we decided to do shtayim shein arba. You did one pool and you chayv two avedis. So therefore, even though it's not exactly the same idea, the two principal avedis which extend out to four, so we decided to do that over here as well, because it's a little bit similar, that one becomes two and one becomes five, so here we have the two become four. It's not exactly the same, but similar. How come over here we mention all the examples, including Shabbos, including Tumah? If you look at the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Sechta Shabbos, it mentions all about Shabbos, and doesn't mention a word about Tumah Negoim. And why in Sechta Negoim, when it says there's Shtayim Shein Arba by Negoim, it doesn't also mention Shavuos and Shabbos? Why? But when it comes to Shavuos and says Shtayim Shein Arba, it decides, you know what, I'll give you all the examples we have Shtayim Shein Arba. Why? Amri, I'll say, Kushvuas, Yedias, Hatuma, Kushvuas, and Yedias, Hatuma, the Megabe Hadodik Sivan are written in the Torah next to each other, and Vidami and Ahadodi, they're very similar, but carbon of Yedit, Sai for Tuma, and Sai for Shvua, what carbon do you bring? A unique carbon. Every other carbon you bring, whatever you have to bring. This carbon here, we look at your financial statements, and we decide what kind of carbon you have to bring. Yeah, exactly. Is Tani Luga be a Dadi? So therefore, because Tumah and Shavua are so similar in regarding what kind of carbon you bring, and they're next to each other, the Tayyid, we decide to bring together. But I did a Tani Tarti. Once you already brought two examples, Tani Kula. Therefore, you already bring the last one also was the Shabbos. Good question.